All right, so we now are here for, this is episode number 9. We got a very talented high school senior here who, you know, who I've noticed is, you know, making some noise because of, you know, how good he is on the field. We got, I'm sorry if I'm pronouncing your name wrong. It's Zacharias.
Zacharias,
my fault. my fault. But yeah, Zacharias. Yeah, Zacharias Thomas, who is a senior at Judson High School.
I'm a junior.
My fault. Oh, my goodness. My fault, B. Damn, that's crazy. He was a junior at Judson High School. My fault. So, first thing I want to ask you is, so what positions do you play? Are you basically like a hybrid defensive end, outside linebacker, or are you both? Do you just strictly play defensive end or outside linebacker?
Yeah, I play both. I play defensive end and outside linebacker. I really just go wherever they need me.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Being open to everything. So what position are you kind of more comfortable playing?
Defensive end, like off the edge, though. Like, so outside linebacker type, mm-hmm. but mostly just coming off.
Okay.
Okay.
I got you. So, out of all the schools that, you know, all the schools I've been getting in touch with you, what position are you mostly being recruited as?
Defensive end, 5-tech. Right. That's what they're talking to me about.
Okay. So, how, you know, so have you, you know, has anybody tried, you know, recruiting you as maybe like an inside, you know, defense tackle type?
Yeah. Because of my body type, I'm more of tall and skinny type. So, right. They want me to pitch.
Okay. I got you. Yeah. That does make a lot of sense, to be honest. So, What schools, you know, up to this point have been getting in contact with you so far?
It's only been a couple, like Texas Tech just invited me to one of their games.
Okay.
UTSA has been keeping in touch, and a couple of other little D2 schools from the WAC conference.
Okay, that's cool, most definitely. So how comfortable are you, you know, are going, you know, because, you know, you're only a junior. You still got one whole school year to go. So how comfortable are you, you know, of going out of state?
It's where I get that offer. Wherever that D1 offer is, that's where I'm going to go.
Okay. So you're mostly focused in on going to play Division I?
Yes, sir.
Okay. More power, you know, it. More Power Five, or you, you know?
Yeah, of course, a Power Five school. I want the competition.
Okay, bet. I got you, most definitely. I feel you. So, this year and next year, what are your, you know, your biggest football related goals, you know, that you want to accomplish?
This year from my last year season, I want to have twice as many sacks and tackles. Last year, it was my first year on varsity, so I was getting the gist of it. But now that I'm locked in, I'm really trying to set my stats way higher than what they were before.
Right. Okay. And then next year, you want to come in and kind of, you know, get even better and, you know, have even better numbers that you put up this year?
Yes, sir. And I want to help my team. It's a team sport, so okay. It's not, you know, my stats. I want to be able to uplift my team with my plays.
Right. I got you, most definitely. So how are you feeling, you know, because I know you know, this has kind of, you know, been talked to you probably before, you know, that the fact that you could be kind of locked in on one school already, you know, and then at the last minute when you're getting ready to, you know, go to one school, and then another one comes flying in at the last minute and kind of offers you the same thing that, you know, the school that you've already committed to. You know, so are you kind of open to kind of making those last minute decisions?
No, sir. It's I commit at the end. Like, I'm at the end of my season when I got all my offers and everything's done came in of my senior year, that's when I settle down, pick the school I want.
Okay.
I'm the type of man to break a commitment.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Most definitely. I got you. I got you. Most definitely. So you going to wait till after the year, or are you going to wait till, you know, like before?
I'm going to wait till after the season because I'm trying to leave to college in December.
Oh, okay. I got you. So you trying to be an early graduate type of thing?
Yeah, my senior year, I want to leave December.
Okay. So you wanna leave in December and go straight in and, you know, and get off early and play in spring football?
Yes, sir. Get that early start to have more time to condition my body for what's to come in college.
Most definitely. I like your mentality. You got a pretty good mentality for real. Because how you thinking right now? That's a Division I mindset for you right there. Because, you know, not a lot really want to jump ahead like that, go to spring football or want to play in spring football. You know, because a lot of seniors, they want to go, you know, go through their whole senior high school, get that whole experience. But, you know, you thinking way ahead. You thinking of the bigger picture, as always, most definitely.
Mm-hmm. High school is going to end at some point. And after my season, there's really no point in me staying there for extra time when I can hurry up and get that jump on everybody else.
Right, most definitely. I hear you. So, you know, since I know the season just started, so – how, like, so are you, you know, outside of, you know, studying film at school, are you really kind of, you know, breaking down the film at home too?
Oh, of course. I'm watching up to an hour of film a day, just breaking down film. I had a bad game last week, and when you have a bad game and you already locked in on the sport, you don't like that. So you just watch more film, practice harder. I'm doing a lot of working out with my dad on the side from my school workouts. It's just like I'm in this, so like there's nothing else I can do. This is football 100%.
Yeah, most definitely. Because then once those Power 5 scouts hear that, they really gonna, you know, lock in on you, you know, that you getting in all them good workouts outside of the regular school workouts, you know, you watching film outside of school. So all that is going to make them want to jump on you and, you know, give you that scholarship faster than what you even going to expect, most definitely.
Yes, sir. I'm trying to walk out this season with at least 2 or 3 scholarships from Division I school.
Right, right. Yeah. So, and like you said, so you more focused in on Power 5 more than a mid-major, like, for example, like Texas State or North Texas? You more focused in on going to like Power 5?
Yeah, I'm a real competitive guy, so I want to go to the highest level and compete up there.
Okay.
But if that's not what God wants me to do and I go to a regular Division I school, then I just do what I got to do up there.
Right, right. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that, because plenty of NFL players come out of mid-major Division I schools, and, you know, they make even bigger impact once training camp comes. You know, you don't always have to stay out of mid-major school or a D2 school. You can always make that jump sophomore, your junior year, or if you stay for your senior year, you can always make that jump, most definitely, man. So that's pretty much all that I got for Zacchaeus this episode, man. I know your brother Mikey was telling me that y'all play Pflugerville this upcoming Friday.
Yes, no, we play on Saturday.
Oh, Saturday. Oh, okay. Well, okay. So I might be able to make that one. So who is y'all's biggest, you know, y'all's biggest competition so far? If you think that you feel like y'all have like some big competition, like
big
that.
Competition, I would say still. Still Westlake that we just played.
Okay, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah, because still, ever since probably when that school opened, with like in 2012, 13, yeah, they've most definitely been a powerhouse in football. Most definitely. Yeah. So I completely understand that, most definitely. So, yeah, most definitely. Good luck to you, bro, for real, because you got a great mindset. You are most definitely ahead. Your mindset is most definitely ahead. So that's most definitely what's setting you out, most definitely. So good luck to you. Good luck to you this Saturday, most definitely, when y'all play Pflugerville, man.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yes, sir. So that's a wrap for this episode. We're going to be back. Well, I am next week, and we most definitely, we're going to have you back on at the end of the season. Just, you know, just to recap on kind of how you felt about the season, you know, where you at, you know, on your progression as a football player.
Yes, sir. I'd love to do it.
Most definitely. Appreciate you a lot, man. I'll be back next week with another episode.